And down at Fox Farm, they got a place where you, it's 35 feet down in rock, right down in rock like that. In summertime in July, you see them icicles just still sticking out yet. Right now, it's still there yet.
Is that a natural place, or is that a place that they people did, dug
they,
out?
They dug it out. They dug it out. They used to have a kind of a winch that gets, you know, kind of a winch, and that's where they used to, they put their fish down there and they freeze them. They still winch, but he used to have 10, 15 fish wheels. And that's where he'd keep his fish, you know. He had a big farm, he had foxes, and mink, and everything.
Was he from outside?
Yeah, he was a white fellow. He was born and raised here. I think some of his relations still in Fairbanks yet. I don't know. I think, I don't know who's got that place now.
These other fellows you mentioned, Mike the Fisherman and...
Yeah, Mike the Fisherman, yeah. They were born and raised here, this fellow up here.
Oh, was he a native fellow?
No, he was a white fellow.
And Norman?
Norman, he was a white fellow. He was a Canadian, you know. I used to help him out quite a bit, you know. He wasn't a citizen, you know, so he can't do nothing. And he can't get his old age pension or nothing, you know. And all the boat races, I remember I used to boat race and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dog races and all that. And we used to get together and we used to help him, you know.
Yeah.
We used to buy groceries for him and take groceries down for him and all that.
Hmm.
And I used to go down and help him, like cut wood for him, haul the snow machine and all that. Yeah, I helped a lot of old people. Well, you see, my mother told me that, raised me up that way, you know. Told me not to look down on no people. Always try to help the others. And that's what I'm doing right now. I do that now. You see, if I go up this weekend, I'll probably cook a bunch of rabbit and take it up to the people up north. They call that, you know, Carriage North. There's two of them there. I go up there, there's Susie Boatman and Julia Savage. You know, I cook it up and I take it up to them, you know. And boy, they just I tickled to death to do that. Nobody don't do that, you know. Like Christmas, you know, after Christmas, I went up to Big Bessie and Laura and all of them. Some king salmon, I cut it up and I gave them all a king salmon. And I gave them some dry fish. And they just cried. They're so happy to get it, you know.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I was brought up, you know. Anything I got, it's nothing. It's like people always ask me, you know, when people die off, they have pot ashes and stuff like that. I'm always able to help them. If I've got it, I'll give it to them. Any place. I go to a lot of potlatches. Not too long ago, I went over. A friend of mine passed away over at Fort Yukon. I went over there and I went over to his funeral over there and I took some stuff over there. And they thanked me and they thought the world of me.
Sure.
Yeah, and I go down Ruby, I went down there and various places I go down there, they always give me something, you know.